Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
What is dadication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dadication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Where the line between neighbor and nightmare is razor thin. Welcome to Hidden Killers. With Tony Bruschi, featuring former prosecutor and defense attorney Eric Faddis.
Sean Diddy Combs, the drama continues to unfold as it always does. Joining us to discuss the principles of the case, the latest in the case, Eric Faddis, defense attorney, former prosecutor. There are so many accusations in this thing, and we keep hearing them going all the way back, even to 1999. We saw that new documentary coming out that came out recently on Hulu about Shine, just kind of reinvesting into that story of basically Shine taking the fall for Diddy all those years ago. With so many things going on here, how do his attorneys even begin to defend him against so many different claims?
Yeah, I mean, Tony, it's going to be a Herculean effort to wrap their heads around the expansiveness of these allegations, the decades that they allegedly span. I think I heard that there were like dozens of terabytes of information. And that's just in the federal criminal case. That doesn't include all the civil cases. And so you really have to have a team behind you. And I'm talking a team of like more than 10 people or so, multiple attorneys, multiple paralegals, sifting through the allegations, finding investigative avenues, and trying to have some kind of strategy to tackle this massive legal effort.
How do you counter something like this? Because the charges of sex trafficking and the racketeering are massive. So, I mean, how do you counter something that is that serious, no matter how many people you got to dig into all of these claims? And you're seeing a pattern of behavior here as well.
Yeah, I feel you. I mean, there's kind of like a macro and a micro approach. The micro approach is sifting through these allegations, finding little tidbits that are demonstrably untrue, latching on to those, doing investigation of accusers and of witnesses, trying to find credibility issues with those folks. And then on the macro level, you've got to try to control the social narrative, or at least not let it spin so negative that everyone in the world hates your client.
Is there any way of getting there for Diddy at this point? Because it seems it's been a spiral just straight downhill since this has all happened.
You know, one thing is that media, Diddy does have significant media contacts. He has resources. You know, there's an allegation that he had his family do like a birthday video, and that was supposedly to, you know, gain favor and sympathy amongst the public. There are measures that he can take, but everything is just so negative right now, and all of the media outlets are really kind of crashing down on him. And so it's tough, but he does have the capacity, I think, to make changes.
It seems that was what they were trying to do with that birthday video. I saw that too. And on the surface, if you're not looking any deeper, if you know nothing about the case, you're like, oh, this is a cute daddy's in jail birthday video, which is never really that cute, but it's a daddy's in jail birthday video. Sorry, I'm sick right now, so coughing and laughing are not a good thing. Clearly using small children to benefit the image of Diddy in that video, which I found pretty disturbing. You have like literally like someone who's probably like 2-ish years old in there. And you look at, oh, really cute. But, you know, they're wishing happy birthday to somebody who's accused of all these horrible, horrible crimes. Does that ever work? Could this work for Diddy? Because we haven't really seen anybody other than his family, his children specifically, coming out for Diddy at this point.
Yeah, I hear you. And you know, look, if Diddy is using children as pawns to sort of manipulate public perception, of course, that is problematic. On the other hand, you know, we look at the federal prosecutor did a press conference in which he disclosed all of this negative stuff about Diddy. And so doesn't Diddy have his own First Amendment right, so long as he is not obstructing investigation, to counter what is being put out by his adversaries? I think he does have that right. He's got to be careful how he does it.
Is it all a PR game for Diddy at this point? I mean, the charges are there. The evidence is going to be there. Federal prosecutors are not going into this thing hoping maybe they'll find something. They have it. So what is it at this point? Is this all just maybe we can make him disappear into the annals of history with a little bit of something positive? I don't know.
You know, one thing that I've kind of seen is Diddy's camp distancing themselves from the true nature of the allegations, the content of the allegations, and instead trying to kind of latch on to other sort of narrative generating things, like trying to paint him in a good light as a family man, trying to enlist, you know, celebrities for help, although that hasn't gone very well. I think, you know, his efforts to change the public perception might even be more effective, or at least potentially more effective, than really countering the specific and heinous allegations against it.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam. A commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell.
It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
E-commerce business owners know a successful business keeps customers happy. That's why smart retailers use ShipStation. Turn shoppers into loyal customers with cheaper, faster, and better shipping. Manage all your orders and returns in one place and save up to 90% on rates from all the global carriers. Go to ShipStation.com/program to sign up for your free trial. No credit card required, and you can cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com/program.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
With a $5 meal deal with new McValue. You pick a McDouble or a McChicken, then get a small fry, a small drink, and a four-piece McNuggets. That's a lot of McDonald's for not a lot of money.
Prices and participation may vary. McDouble meal $6 in some markets for a limited time only.
In the news this week, the Have I Got News For You podcast is back for another series.
Brought to you by some of the team behind the show, we'll take you through the big stories of the week when the TV show can't.
From Kemi Badenoch to Keir Starmer, Donald Trump to Nigel Farage, we'll make sure to give every story and subject the complete lack of respect it deserves.
We also cover all the sillier stories you've missed that don't make the front page and put your news knowledge to the test with our missing words round.
Listen and subscribe to In the News This Week, the Have I Got News For You podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.